This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For you, and as usual, the world turns in a couple of different directions, including more chaos in Kabul. We'll talk about it. We'll also hear what the Secretary of State had to say about numbers constantly being asked how many people have left and what does it look like today, etc., and what his response was to the rapidly changing numbers of people who are able to get out of Afghanistan. Speaking of numbers, it's about numbers when it comes to, of course, the coronavirus. It's hard to believe it's been 18 months since the first cases of that mysterious sort of pneumonia-like, I guess, illness was reported in Wuhan, China. The world not any closer to figuring out how this pandemic started. There's been blame, finger-pointing, is it a lab, what happened in Wuhan, was it a wet market? The director of national intelligence delivered a preliminary report to President Biden this week about the pandemic's origin, but they haven't really answered the biggest question that you and I want to know, right? Whether the coronavirus was the result of an accidental leak from a lab in Wuhan, or whether it emerged naturally in a spillover from animals to humans. So this big mystery, the absence of conclusions, underscores massive challenges posed by, of course, China's ridiculous refusal to cooperate with international investigations into the origins of the coronavirus. And, of course, that leads to all the conspiracy theories, and there's no way to nail this down. Recently, China's leaders have been promoting their own fringe conspiracy theory that claimed that the virus came from an American military research facility. But a Chinese foreign minister said that this was groundless and that the coronavirus may have leaked from, even though it's been talked about, it might have been leaked from Fort Detrick, Maryland. He's saying that it's groundless, etc. But Chinese officials have also punished journalists who reported on the country's failures in handling the Wuhan outbreak. So there's a lot of misinformation, and this is 18 months ago that all of this started, believe it or not, right? And windows are closing. Windows are closing on the biological feasibility of conducting that trace effort, tracing back people, animals, inside and outside of China. So we may never, ever know the true answer to the question that threw us all into the chaos that we've been facing in our lives for the past, again, 18 months. All right, speaking of chaos, like I said, what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan? Taliban fighters are trying to intimidate. In fact, they're kind of wielding their gear made in the U.S. to say, hey, we got U.S. stuff here. We're ready to come at you with everything. So the U.S. is telling citizens at some airport gates, leave immediately. It's a very high threat. The British Defense Secretary says fleeing Afghans should head for the border. I think we know this. We're seeing this every single day for the past week. And the 31st, next Tuesday, is the deadline to be gone or perhaps be dead or be on that hit list. Here's what Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, had to say about numbers and being asked about what the numbers are, how many have been evacuated, and all that sort of thing.
This is both incredibly complicated and incredibly fluid. Any number I give you right now is likely to be out of date by the time we leave this briefing room. So what we're doing is very carefully tabulating everything we have, cross-checking it, referencing it, using different databases. We will have numbers for all those different categories in the days ahead and after this initial phase of efforts to bring people out of Afghanistan ends.
All right, one of the things that he said, one of the numbers, was about 1,500 people who may be Americans are left in Afghanistan, may be. And this is part of the problem. But absolutely unfolding now is Americans warned to leave Kabul airport gates immediately. The U.S. believes ISIS-K, which is a sworn enemy of the Taliban, wants to create more mayhem at the airport. And there are people that are stuck, including some San Diego students and their families that are there in Afghanistan. So watch for more coming out of that, sadly, out of that region. And it's what we have been talking about, the drumbeat, numbers, people evacuating, all of that, and what happens next. But you can't even get to the what happens next until you get most of the people out of Afghanistan, and then what happens with that deadline. And, of course, if somebody wants to have problems with the Taliban, it makes sense that ISIS-K could drop a bomb on this whole situation. It's very, very, very scary what's happening there. And there are no direct answers to numbers, planes, threats. Just, you know, we have troops on the ground, and they're doing everything they can. The eyes of the world are focused on absolutely what's going on there, focused intensely on getting as many out as possible. But again, if there's the curveball that you have to evacuate, what ultimately, excuse me, does that mean? What does that mean for those people who finally get near to the front and feel like they're up next and they're told it's too risky because of the intel we have, you have to get out of here? And how do those people take that? What do they do upon hearing that news? Would that make you say, okay, yeah, I mean, they're going to try to cause more problems and I can't risk my family's life? So it's a... it's a coin flip, sadly, in so many ways as to what is going on right now for so many of the people who are just desperately, ones with papers, etc., trying to get on a flight and get out, because there's lots of concern over this counterterrorism ability. So you've got the CIA, you've got troops that are conducting missions. You have the clock ticking. You have the State Department telling Americans to leave. You have desperate Afghans who helped Americans that are being turned away at the airport. So it is a nasty, nasty piece of business that could end up disastrous in the next couple of days for sure. Fingers crossed and best intentions. And, of course, the troops doing everything they can that are there, about 5,800 of them. All right, more odds and ends on a very, very crazy midweek on the flip side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Might raise your blood pressure or eyebrows, or maybe not. But two members of Congress are facing some serious questions because they decided they were going to take a trip to Kabul. Yeah, let's go. This is a perfect time to do this. Seriously. Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Republican Pete Mayer from Michigan decided that they were going to go there, and Tuesday they were on the ground at the airport for several hours before flying out on a military plane. They billed their secret visit as an effort to conduct congressional oversight of the Biden administration's handling of a rapidly deteriorating situation after the Taliban's rapid lightning takeover of the country. But the State Department and the U.S. military were stunned. They said the resources needed to protect the congressman detracted from the evacuation effort and, of course, would hurt the possibility and raise the possibility, actually, that the two congressmen, that they could have deprived seats to other Americans or Afghans looking to get out of the country before Biden's August 31st deadline. So I like what the Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said. This is a quote. We are obviously not encouraging VIP visits to a very tense, dangerous, and dynamic situation at that airport and inside Kabul generally. So, I mean, what is it? What is the fact-finding mission that they're coming back with? Now, I will say this. They're both military vets, and they do have backgrounds in that area. So, yes. One was a Marine. One was part of the Army Reserves. And they both... One serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, one serves on the House Armed Services Committee. So there is that to throw into the mix. But because of what we've been talking about with veterans, they wanted to see that deadline on the 31st of August pushed, and talking to people on the ground and seeing the situation, it's obvious they both say that the evacuation was so late that everybody's not going to get out on time. I mean, that's kind of generally understood. And that's why when you heard Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, talking about numbers change, this with the numbers, I mean, they don't really want to talk about numbers because they are under it right now. It is tick, 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 ticking. Because what happens when the 31st comes? What does that mean for the people who are stuck? Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, the private military contractor, says, well, you don't have to be stuck because he's charging $6,500 for a seat on a chartered flight out of Kabul. Mm-hmm. He says the fee would cover the cost of safely transporting a passenger to the airport and onto a plane, with an additional fee if the person is trapped in their home. Wow. Additional fee. So like a serious op to get you out and extract you from wherever you are. So think about that. One of the things that was warned is that, no, you have to cease those kinds of operations because we've got to stay on pace of what we're doing. I mean, look, it's total chaos there. I mean, it is. So it's surreal, it's tragic, it's scary, it's whatever word you want to throw in there, and I bet you I'll make it fit, or you can make it fit. So getting high-risk people up to the gate, number one, then getting them, I mean, it's definitely tense. With the money or the sponsorship, I would say that Blackwater would have a chance to get some of the people out of Kabul. They're not going to get out of Kabul. They're not going to get out of there. I mean, there's a really good prospect that thousands of Americans could be stranded on September 1st. So I guess, is the administration accepting the fact you're going to have to leave Americans behind, or what is the plan to evacuate them? Meanwhile, Iran is happy about all this. They see a profitable oil relationship with the Taliban. Yeah. So they see a financial boost. They could soon be a major oil customer of Iran, helping them to overcome crippling economic sanctions. And it's a sea of riches if that happens. So there is no doubt there is some kind of a connection there. Iran has started to export fuel to Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover on August 14th after fighting between the U.S.-backed Afghan forces and the Taliban halted between the two nations. So the other thing is, what else is big in Afghanistan? Think of the poppy fields. Narcotics, yes. So they can use their very, very lucrative narcotics industry to fund the purchases from Iran, which then brings money into the Iranian economy, which they need because of the sanctions, for example, from the United States. So now you have two rogue nations that are out of the loop that can do what they please to do and fill each other's orders. Trade between the countries would make sense for them, and they wouldn't need U.S. aid. And it would allow cash to be flown into Tehran where they can operate outside of international sanctions. Ay, 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 ay. So money coming in from taxing Afghanistan's heroin industry could make up a quarter of the Taliban's annual $1.6 billion a year revenue. It could be used, and then it could be used to buy the fuel, for example, and then be flown to Iran. Oh. And you know, this is the behind the scenes chatter, or some of these details wouldn't even come out. They wouldn't even come out. Mm. My oh my. So let's see. Again, fingers crossed, everything else in between as to what ultimately is going to happen there. Hey, coming up this hour, we've got a mic drop moment at the tail end of this one. And then plus the mailbag. Always, always, always the mailbag is full. It's a good time for me to remind you. You can send me your thoughts 24/7. It's like a drive-through window without any calories. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So we wait and see what happens with Iran and the Taliban, what happens on the 31st, how many Americans are actually stuck. And as we're watching that, Northern California is burning. You have crews, fire crews, trying to stop a fire from just completely bearing down on Lake Tahoe. It's that bad. I mean, this fire has gutted hundreds of homes. Thousands of firefighters are trying to box in the flames. And it's just a thick yellow haze of the worst air being enveloped by those tourists. We were all smiles when we got vaccinated and we could go out, and now look what's happening. So in Southern California, at least a dozen homes and outbuildings were damaged or destroyed after that fire on Wednesday afternoon quickly ran through that tinder, brushy area in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. So about 1,000 people were evacuated. And crews did what they could to get that fire out. Mostly contained up north, Sierra Nevada foothills, got acres on fire there. See, one gets knocked down, then it's like whack-a-mole, then another one pops up, or another one gets worse. You know, how bad was it in Tahoe? Is that you had ash coming down and tourists ducking into cafes and outdoor gear shops and casinos to get a respite from the air. So you can imagine what's happening with the people that are there on the ground. And some of them there actually for weddings. Imagine all that smoke, and then you've got to come up with other accommodations because it won't work. You know, these fires all have different names, but I know them by the red flames of the devil. The Dixie Fire especially. Oh, California, my heart aches for you. Mailbag coming up around the bend.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden has set applies to the military withdrawal and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so. That effort will continue every day past August 31st.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans in country not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat. Those at three of the airport's gates were being told to leave the area as well. You're listening to USA Radio News. A pair of American lawmakers who made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan to witness the evacuation from Kabul's airport firsthand are on their way back to the U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan have received backlash from both parties, accusing them of needlessly taking up resources on the ground. Meyer told Fox News that he wanted to share with the American people the stories of heroism he saw from American personnel during his trip to the country.
You have individuals there in Kabul who evacuated the U.S. Embassy with moment's notice. I know soldiers who left behind their boots. They're wearing tennis shoes right now. Others who are in the same uniform they had when they evacuated the embassy 2 weeks ago because they didn't have time to grab their rucksack. They went right into Kabul airport, into chaos and pandemonium and tens of thousands overrunning the runway, and then pivoted to not only negotiating and having to deal with the Taliban as frankly a security partner rather than adversary, but also execute one of the most complicated logistical feats and probably the largest airlift in human history. These people are heroes. Their stories need to be told.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail, man.
Stick in the mail, man.
Yeah.
All right, thanks to so many of you for finding the show and sending us your thoughts, because a lot of new people are popping up, I noticed, with the mail, and I'm going to try to highlight some of those. If you're listening and you're listening to things that I'm talking about, things that are mentioned, absolutely jump all over it, whatever your opinion is, and I don't care. It's all about the conversation. That's what I mean by that. Let's have some reasonable conversation. So Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So this one is from Malcolm, who is listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. And I don't recall ever getting anything from Malcolm before. And he says, Katie, I heard you talking about what happened with Henri. Let me tell you, we were very concerned watching the Weather Channel like I haven't in a very, very long time. My wife and I and our kids that also live not too far from us in the same area. And yeah, we got some nasty flooding here and there, areas to stay away from. But overall, it was pretty good compared to some of the other areas that I have seen since then, the last couple of days from over the weekend. I just had a chance to look at some of the horrible video coming out of Tennessee. Boy, do I feel for those people in Waverly. I know GoFundMe accounts have been set up, and they're easy to find, and I have donated because I think, you know, that could be any one of us. It doesn't matter the situation you're in or what kind of house you're in. If you get that much rain so quickly in a short amount of time, you're going to have houses that fall off their foundations and start to float and crack in half and send people scurrying for their lives. And what do you do when you're really told not to be out anywhere because of a flash flood? So unless you just happen to not be there, period, you could get caught up in all of it. And I think some of those stories are so sad because I believe that's what happened to too many of the people. When you have 20-some people that have died, including children in that number, and then others who are missing. Boy, it just sort of takes your breath away and makes you realize that you need to hug your family, your kids, your loved ones a little bit tighter. We live in that kind of a world, and it's just highlights it for us because we were watching to see what was going to happen with that tropical storm, and we got kind of lucky overall. Yeah, I mean, you know, there certainly was a lot of water. We saw what happened in Manhattan. There was flooding, so just over the bridge, and then there was that concert where everybody had to kind of head for higher ground, so to speak. And look, in the Northeast, there was absolutely damage, and some people have lost everything. So I think I saw the latest estimate. You know, these are estimates that could go either way, but basically they're saying $12 billion in damage. So there was damage, and there were areas where it was pretty bad. You know, we're now, and even in Connecticut, you know, you had some floodwaters, and in Rhode Island you did too, and they've receded, right? So the good news is that, and that it was downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone, and it ended up being, what, centered 50 miles east of Providence, Rhode Island, and, you know, the winds were a little bit less in some cases, depending on where, but it's certainly not good. There were people that had, in some cases, 10 inches of rain. So while your area in Connecticut, like you're saying, there, you were spared, central New Jersey got slammed, and you had rainwater that looked like rivers in the streets. You had the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, saying it was a huge, massive rain event. This is double-digit inches in some cases of rain, just absolutely unheard of. And, you know, now there's going to be people that are going to need a ton of electrical rewiring and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, it's, you know, restoring power, that's the thing. And all customers, pretty much, I believe, in those pockets of the Northeast, have their power back, but just had it back on Wednesday. So there were definitely some people that got hit by it. I mean, that's the thing. It is kind of like a weird eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Here's the track, and does it turn one particular way? It looks like it's going directly for you, and then it makes a move and goes in a different direction, right? Yeah. All right, this one is from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, I don't think the U.S. will ever federally, and you said it the other night, it's interesting, will have a federal mask mandate. That would be disastrous for Biden. I don't think he would touch that with a 10-foot pole, and there's always going to be that dance around it. But how about neighbors to the north, Trudeau, deploying mandates, and it's become a huge issue in the Canadian elections because of the strict vaccine requirements for travelers and employees and workers. And so you've got Trudeau, who is trying to get reelected, but they've got one of the strictest policies, period, especially in the transportation world. And does that affect the outcome of that election? And then, of course, pushing 300,000 federal employees to get shots and whatnot. So, you know, here's the thing. The elections to Canada's parliament are September 20th. And apparently, with all the polling of the public in Canada, there are strong supporters of the, you know, for vaccine mandates. But there certainly is an equal divide as well among the push-pull candidates, you know, dealing with vaccine or not, and masking and all of that, right? And Canada's major political parties, I was just even seeing something in the Wall Street Journal the other day about this, and their regional governments, you know, all around Canada, are trying to work together to mitigate the fallout, and they've had a little bit of success with that because, in other words, they're all sort of trying to get on the same page and not make it an issue, just this is what it is and stick with that. But odds are he gets reelected, but he could get challenged. I mean, there are a couple of candidates possibly that could challenge him. So he's out there, you know, kind of on the campaign trail, the way they do it in Canada for now, thinking that perhaps it's another, you know, there's the other possibility of and being reelected. And is it really a possibility that he won't get reelected? This one is from Fred. Kate, I just read something. I heard you talking about lightning. I know one time on the show you talked about a friend in college whose brother and father were killed when they were golfing as lightning struck the green. And it struck me that I was looking at some source somewhere that talked about Chicago, which used to have the highest building in the in North America, that a Chicago skyscraper, the Willis Tower, is the most struck by lightning of any building. And I wonder, in all of your times of going to Chicago, have you ever gone to the top of that? Oh, yes. As a kid, when it was the Sears Tower, I did. And then once the name was changed, I've been up at two, where they had that weird glass thing that you can walk on. So it's, what, over 1,700 feet tall. It still is, by the way, the tallest building in 1776. It's kind of cool when you go up in the elevator. It's the tallest building in the U.S. And so struck many, many, many times. You know, when you're a tall building, you gotta think about it. And there are some incredible pictures of it being hit by lightning. I guess they measured it, and between 2015 and 2020, it was hit 250 times. So I love that you brought this up, because I'm kind of fascinated by the whole thing with lightning. I remember when I was at one of the Super Bowls, and it was one of the one that was in Tampa. I can't think of which one off the top of my head, but I remember the artist, because they always do a poster. The artist had, because Tampa attracts a lot of lightning, and he told me it was the lightning capital of the world, and the artist had created a poster where you see lightning all across the skies in Tampa, right where the Super Bowl was being held. But it makes sense, tall buildings, right? So like the Bank of America Plaza in Atlanta, you know, pretty much you can count on just under 200 strikes a year. You know, and again, how much lightning is out there? What's the and what's the methodology, by the way, for finding the tallest buildings involved? And you look at the 10 skyscrapers, and then you look at AccuWeather is what they do, and they compare all of those buildings for the same time periods, and then they can come up with what that number is. It wouldn't be fun to be up there and have it struck by lightning necessarily. It'd be wild to see it from afar, and there are lots of photographs of it. And it is odd. It looks like on purpose, like they're shooting lightning into the sky. And I just saw and which is probably why he brought it to me, I just saw somewhere a little picture of that, and that's what it looked like anyway, to me. It's crazy, 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 crazy. All right, one final one. This one is from Joey. Hey, Kate, I was wondering, you talk about going to the movies the other day. Did you hit the concession stands? Do you have a favorite candy? Oh, yeah, that's an odd question. Milk Duds, of course, and throw in a little popcorn without butter, though. You know, come on, without butter. Mic drop coming up.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grin. You're really a heel. You'll drink all the Christmas cocktails and leave no one else to try, Mr. Grin.
You have all the stinky kisses of a seasick aquanaut.
Christmas, everybody. Yes, it's true. Merry, merry, merry Christmas here in August. Because if you are a fan of Keanu Reeves and others that were part of the Matrix crew, it's happening. Yeah. The Matrix 4 is coming our way December 22nd. The Matrix Resurrections is what it's called. And apparently, our incredible technical maestro, Nathan Reeder, has a preview of what that's going to sound like. Roll it.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
This can't be.
You wanted to know what the Matrix is, Neo? It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You've been living in a dream world, Neo. As long as the Matrix exists, the human race will never be free. Free your mind.
Wow. Neo back in a dream world. It does feel like we're in a dream world already, doesn't it? So, again, December 22nd, it is coming out. It's going to be interesting when you look at movies, because I think The Matrix will just crush it. And then Dune is coming out a couple of months before that, on October 22nd. And, of course, you also have the latest Bond installation, too. But go back to The Matrix for a minute, and to me, nobody measures up to Neo. I loved watching The Matrix again and again and again and again. So this time, you know, you've got Neil Patrick Harris that's in it, and he's apparently a therapist in this, and I guess Neo senses something's not quite right with the world, but no memory of what The Matrix is. And I think it's going to be wild to go back into The Matrix. And again, it is a mic drop moment. It is Merry, Merry Christmas for all of you who are Matrix fans. Morpheus, think of that. And think of what Neo was like the last time you watched The Matrix. I mean, is that not the ultimate sci-fi action film? And it definitely had a huge influence on the genre and a lot of people. I can tell you the Hubs is excited about it because even he didn't know. For as much as he is on his phone looking at the headlines and figuring out what's new and what's coming down the pike, I surprised him with it. It was my own a family mic drop moment because he had no clue there was another Matrix. Yeah. Well, see, if something makes so much money and makes so much sense at the box office and we're in this crazy world that we're in right now, I think there are movies and franchises where you can go back and you can and you can pull out some of those original fans and then create some new fans as well. And I think The Matrix will do that. I think it's a spanner. It's what I call a spanner, meaning it can span a couple of generations. And then families friends who saw the original Matrix franchise, then they'll be all into seeing this next one. How cool is that? All right, as we are headed for the exits, a couple of quick hits, as I call them here, that you might have missed. How about Delta? They're going to charge unvaccinated employees $200 a month is what they're saying. So Delta employees who have health insurance from the company, that's the surcharge they're facing. And starting September 12th, unvaccinated employees are going to have to take a COVID test every week. While the case rates are high, United Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines say that they're going to mandate vaccines for employees, too. So they've already notified employees, hey, this is what's happening. If you do this, you can expect to get slammed with the $200 every single month. So Delta, actually, if you think about it, they stopped short of an outright mandate like United Airlines established earlier in the month. And Delta self-insures its employees, so it's a little bit different. And this whole thing with the unvaccinated workers, by doing that, raising the premiums there, it would cover the higher cost of insuring employees who get COVID. And that's what ultimately the CEO was referring to when he talked about this, because the average hospital stay for COVID-19, did you know this, is about $50,000 a person or more. And it's cost Delta, when they've had this happen, which is they've had a lot of employees who have been in that situation, it's $50,000 a person or, you know, more. And you think of how many have been vaccinated, I guess about 75,000 employees, which equates to 75%. Of the people who work there. So they're trying to get aggressive with it. This is going to be something to watch business-wise. What businesses are going to go all in and what businesses are going to kind of take employees down the road of fines or something else if they don't get vaccinated, and I think so much of that is going to depend on what happens with the Delta variant, frankly, and what the fall looks like and what it looks like heading into 2022. You know, there's a new study out in Los Angeles, and they're saying in this study 25% of COVID infections in L.A. occurred in the fully vaccinated. Of course, that is what makes people nervous, the breakthrough infections, with the conversation slanting toward booster shots for the people who have been vaccinated. But some 25% of those infections in the people in Los Angeles County, again, happened with those who were fully vaccinated from May through July 25th. So that would include the impact of the Delta variant, which, of course, we know is highly transmissible. And this data comes from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their weekly report on death and disease. It shows that increase in the so-called breakthrough infections among the vaccinated people, and those are the numbers when they look at Los Angeles County that are bleeding through. And the vaccines did protect people from more severe cases. And according to their study, 3.2% of fully vaccinated people who were infected with the virus were hospitalized. Just 0.5% were admitted to an intensive care unit, and 0.2% placed on a ventilator, because that's exactly where your mind goes. What does that mean with a breakthrough? What does that mean, the severity of it? Are you on a ventilator? Are you in an ICU unit? And that goes, again, to the whole booster scenario of those boosters being available starting in late September, and then doing the math, 8 months to the days of, if you got vaccinated, when you'll get the booster. And then, of course, there's those that are still unvaccinated, and are those numbers going to go up? It never ends, friends, never. Send me your thoughts. Once again, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.